back to Endgame Radio with Michael Wilbon, who is playing hurt, buddy, and that's when you know who you can count on, when you can play hurt, man.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, here's Rick Bucher, our friend who covers the NBA, talking about the difficulty. When the media come into this wonderful triangle between players and coaches and media, here's what happens.
Let's never forget, it's a business. But to have a successful team, you have to have the sense that it's a family. And that's the biggest challenge on both sides of the equation between players and coaches, is to understand it's a business. I need you to emotionally come together and trust each other and believe in each other, knowing at the same time that any one of us could be gone because of a business decision elsewhere.
So Michael, before we let you go, you look at this all the time, and somehow some coaches manage to hermetically seal their players from the emotional impact of being criticized and being skewered by the media. Who are the coaches you think that are able to build that sense of bond the best? Let's start first with the NBA.
Well, I think, interestingly enough, one of the coaches that does that doesn't even bother with worrying about sealing the team hermetically, and that's Phil Jackson. Phil uses the media to come right out and skewer his players. He wrote a book saying Kobe Bryant was, he just killed him. Well, who's his greatest relationship with right now? Kobe Bryant. And Pat Riley has tended to do just the opposite. It worked, obviously, for Pat. But Phil Jackson's way of basically, and Chuck Daly was another one. He didn't worry about the concept of family. I mean, he did in terms of what they did physically and emotionally when they were together, going about their business of playing the sport. But they didn't worry about any of that stuff. As a matter of fact, they tended to understand they could use the media to form some of the messages they wanted to get, not only to the general public, but to their players. And the Lakers have done this for years with Phil Jackson, and it hasn't, it really didn't hurt them. Even when Shaq and Kobe were going at it, Phil managed to use it also to the team's, usually to the team's advantage. So I think there are various ways of doing this. Bill Parcells has done it his way and been successful. As I mentioned, Phil Jackson has done it a completely different way and been successful his way.